Okay, we're into the home stretch of the oldie show, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome to our studios a former DJ, actually, of CGMQ, if I'm not
Yeah, I've been a
mistaken.
few times,
Yeah, you've been here a few times. Mireille Pruneau, who is a Lennoxville resident, a
That's right.
Canadian singer-songwriter and a composer and a teacher. And she doesn't only teach in high school, but she also teaches music.
You got it.
And we have one of her students is with me today. Derek, who is my producer today,
Yeah.
is also one of her students.
Great student.
And she was quite surprised when I told her she's gonna have a surprise in the studio.
Yeah,
There
I
was a
was.
surprise. Okay, Mireille, welcome to the show. A couple of weeks ago, I listened, actually about a month ago, I brought in this CD and I put it on Maureen's desk, and she listened. She said it's really good. We put it on our playlist. I've played a couple of songs off of it on my own show, and it's very rare that you can get a chance to get the artists who have written the songs into the studio
In the
and
studio.
talk about it. And we are committed to playing Canadian content, Canadian music, and local artists. Well, above all, what is it that led you? First of all, tell us a little bit of background. Where do you come from?
Okay, well, I was born in Saint-Prosper-de-Rochester, which is a small town in Beauce. Maybe like 4,000 people live there, around
Okay.
that. So when I moved here, I was 16 for Champlain, studied 2 years at Champlain, and then did university here. So I've been here for about 8 years altogether.
So you moved here to come to Champlain and University, and you just settled here afterwards.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. So.
And might I say, I mean, I come from an area near Beauce, Thetford Mines, and I don't detect any accent whatsoever.
I lost it.
You lost your Beauce accent.
Oh, no. One day I might get back. Well, I just have to go back there and then I pick it up pretty
I
quickly
suppose,
because
eh? But and your
for sure.
English, now where did you pick up English? Here at Cégep or?
Yeah, partly. I traveled a lot, had a lot of friends from outside the province of Quebec, so I kind of just picked it up with music too and stuff.
Yeah. It's true, eh? A lot of artists, like I think of, well, the Beatles had an English accent to begin with, but when they sang, they sounded American. You think of ABBA, who were Swedish. And I mean, all they knew was were the words to the songs, and you could swear that they were English. And so
True.
the songwriting helped you in your pronunciation as well,
Yeah, totally.
because you have this. I mean, if nobody knew where you hailed from, you would almost swear that you were Anglophone.
Oh, I still say some words with a beautiful French accent.
Well, why not? I want to tell you folks that I headed off the top of the show saying that she exudes an effervescent enthusiasm, and I really mean it. You are like to me, like a 7-Up, like just pétillant all over the place. You are so bubbly and everything, and of course it comes out in your music, and it also comes out in your day job, because music right now is secondary. Hopefully one day it will be primary, but right now it's
Yeah, hopefully,
secondary.
we'll see.
And you have a day job.
Yes, I do.
And where is that?
And where is that? I teach French second language, RRHS. Woohoo! I
Let's
love it.
hear it for RHS. What about Galt? Derek actually goes to Galt, so that's
That's
where
true,
we're needling him right now. He's just sitting there rolling in his chair.
Yeah.
Okay, so you teach French, second language, or
Yeah.
RHS, and you've often been confused or confused with being a student as well, eh?
Oh, that's right.
You
Yeah, I do.
actually do not look anywhere above 18 years old, might I tell you.
No.
And I would probably say younger, but we'll leave it at that. Where did you get your influence from for music? Where did you start playing music, and how did it come about?
I guess I started when I was in high school with l'harmonie. So it's like band music. So I played saxophone, trumpet. I played the xylophone, drums.
And drums, percussion.
And I did the drums, so like percussions and
Yeah.
drums. So I was kind of, and then kind of tried the keyboards also. And then at some point I met a good friend of mine who was a guitar player. And then I gave me, we had a guitar at home, so I tried to pick it up. And then I kind of just learned on my own pretty much.
Okay. And did you ever take solfège music lessons of any kind, or?
I only did like, I started, I was 14, and then I started taking lessons when I got to university. As I did a music minor in jazz guitar, so I had to take all the theory stuff and solfège, and also like the jazz okay. lessons and everything.
Now you play guitar, but you play other instruments as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it help you with your guitar that you play other instruments?
Oh, for sure. Like, it's just pretty much basic musical knowledge that you need to have can always help you when you play with other people or just have different perspectives on the music in itself.
And when you compose, do you have other instruments in your head as
oh,
you're composing?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's, like, the stuff I just finished doing, it's kind of, like, still unfinished to me. There's a lot okay. of stuff I hear on top of it, and I totally hear the stuff, yeah.
And do you write the music down, or you just transfer it onto from your guitar?
Yeah, well, it depends. Like, sometimes I'll just play with a riff on my guitar, and then I'll like the riff, and I'll hang on to that. I'll try to record it with my computer. It's really, like, it's nothing too fancy, but so I don't lose the rhythm. And then also, or sometimes I'll just write. And I'll just write, and I'll keep it somewhere, and I'll be like, oh, that could work into a song or something. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I try to paste them together, or see what it would sound like. And sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it comes together, but I usually try to always record.
So you are, in fact, also somewhat of a producer.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. Because I'm really concerned with song structure and hooks and how long the verse should be until we get the chorus. I'm really like.
The CD that you have out has three songs on it.
Yeah.
You recorded these in Victoriaville.
That's right. Warwick.
In Warwick. Yeah. And this is your first venture into a CD composition?
I played bass guitar for a band in Toronto, and we did record like 10 tracks.
Really?
In Newmarket. Yeah.
You played bass guitar?
Yeah.
Oh, you are versatile.
Well, I had to fill up for... Feretta's band. They had just lost their bass player, and like since I played guitar, I just kind of picked it up, and it was great. I loved it. I totally loved it.
Studio work in a regular studio?
Yeah, that was my first time like working on that, and so that was a great experience, actually.
Okay. Let's talk. We're going to go to our first track from your album, and it's called Perspectives. Would you tell us a little bit about this song?
Well, it's got a pretty groovy riff. I kind of on the acoustic guitar there, and then when I got with the band, we kind of came out as a stronger, edgier, well, not that edgy, but it's kind of rockish, so it's kind of nice. And I guess as far as the words are concerned, I'm mostly talking about how different people have different perspectives, and if there's a way for kind of us to meet together and kind of have peace, you know, kind of just still understand each other.
The ultimate message from music.
That's right.
give peace a chance. We're going to do a little bit of business, and then we're going to hear Perspectives by Mireille Bruneau.
CJMQ 88.9 FM is now transmitting at 2,000 watts from Sherbrooke, Quebec. If you experience any interference, please call 819-570-2094.
Peace comes out.
We're talking to Mireille Bruneau, Lennoxville resident Mireille Bruneau, who has put out a CD called, what's the title of the CD?
It's my name.
Mireille Bruneau. Well, why not? Mireille Bruneau.
Why not?
And this song, this track cut was called Perspectives. A little bit of a rocky sound to it, rock and roll sound to it. The voice really fits well with the lyrics. Now, you were talking about the reason you wrote it. As people could come together, different perspectives in life. You have a second song here called Stir Up.
Yeah.
Would you tell us a little bit about that song?
Stir Up, it's more of a like acoustic song, pretty much. I just kind of wrote it on my guitar, and it was meant to be like played on the acoustic a lot, and it kind of just add other stuff, and we kind of did that in the studio, adding stuff. And I was playing a lot with the melody on that one, kind of trying to play with the verse melody, trying to make it more catchy, like not so expected, but anyway, it's kind of, you know what I mean?
Commercial-wise.
Yeah, still kind of trying to catch the listener's attention, but not kind of lead him too much into where I'm going.
Okay, so let him think about, or let the listener take it where he will.
Yeah.
Okay, and now, Stir Up. Stir Up Trouble?
Stir Up. No trouble. No, it's mostly, I guess, talking about life and how, you know, like, it can be tough at times and, like, you know.
Okay.
And kind of calling on to, like, a higher power, whatever, you know, like, for me, it's God. For other people, it can be other things, you know. And I kind of ask him to stir up that kind of passion to want to kind of explore more life, kind of get out of, change your perspective on how you see life. So, like, if you're having a hard time, kind of trying to see it as a you know, time that you kind of go through, but then you'll come out stronger.
Okay. So you are a religious person?
I wouldn't call myself religious at all, actually. No. More like I believe in God. So I don't see it as a religion. Like, the only religion to me is kind of just...
But there is a divine...
Exactly,
power.
Yeah. I don't believe in following a set of rules, but I believe in, like, pretty much a personal relationship with God, so that's how I see it.
And you've also devoted your life, or at least part of your life, to helping others as well. Didn't you go down to...
New Orleans
last year?
Yeah, as
2 years ago.
I went after Katrina, I guess 7 months after. I went for 10 days to kind of help out.
What guided you there?
I don't know. It was like kind of offered. Like, I go to a church here in Lennoxville, and there's this guy, Steve, who's organized these trips like that to kind of help people. So he organized one, and it was I had the week off
that week. It helps.
So I said, why not? So okay. It was a really great, like, a very intense experience for sure.
And you went there with the idea of helping. You came back with...
I
think that says it all.
Yeah.
It was a tremendous, tremendous occurrence in New Orleans.
Yeah.
The devastation. Did you feel helpless or helpful?
like pretty much like helpless in a way, you know, because there's you realize that you go there and it's not a matter of like hours, it's a matter of like 10, 20 years to get it back together. And that's the, just the physical aspect of it. And then you just go move over to the emotional aspect. And that's like totally, like we've heard so many horrible stories, right? And these people through it all, they're like so strong. And like the people you meet, it's unreal. Like how much, like, yeah, we went there to give, but we pretty much received a lot from them.
Yeah. That's what I guess that's what I was looking at in terms of we go down there to give and we come back with so much more.
Totally.
In terms of realizing what we have up here. What we have up here, what we have anywhere that didn't get Katrina,
yeah.
I guess. You know? Yeah. I mean, I remember thinking in a very, I guess, a selfish way, as most people at the time, when the gas prices went up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you say, well, gee, it's just a storm.
Yeah.
But I guess when you go down there and you see, well, whoops, wait a minute, pal, it wasn't just a storm. It was something more devastating.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, here, it's like through the media, you kind of feel the pain to a certain level for 2 weeks until it's off. The mm-hmm. news, you know, then it's not the breaking news, then it's kind of goes away in our minds, kind of move on to the next catastrophe or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. How long did it take you to come back down from this, once you got back here?
I don't know how long. That's a good question. Like, I guess you never fully come back down. You kind of, I don't know, it's kind of there, you know, still there. It changed something, and then you kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of go from there.
Okay, we're going to listen to the cut called Stir Up.
Yep.
First, we're going to do a little bit of business, of course, as we always have to do.
That's cool.
CJMQ 88.9 FM is now transmitting at 2,000 watts from Sherbrooke, Quebec. If you experience any interference, please call 819-570-2094.
Be so right.
Studio live with Mireille Bruneau, 6:55 on the Oldie Show, and we are listening to three tracks, actually, track two of her first album called Mireille Bruneau. That's a good name for it. And you produced this, set it up, recorded in Warwick. We were just talking off air about setting up and actually working the tracks before. So that the studio musicians were there. So you went in and you laid down the tracks for the voices, and then you did some backup vocals on it as well.
Yeah,
right?
That's right, yeah.
What was the experience like versus, what it was like in Toronto?
I was totally more involved. Like, those were my songs. So in Toronto, I was more like, I was totally writing all of my bass lines, but I was more like kind of doing my thing, because you lay down the first track, so the drums and the bass. And then once you're done that, you're done. I didn't take part so much in the, I think we should do it like that or that. So whereas with my songs, I had, we played together, but the guys were totally fantastic. Like, they did a great job, and they were always making sure I was happy with the outcome. So, do you like it like that, or would you rather change it? And so
they were there as a helpful guide, but not necessarily to push you into a direction that...
Totally, yeah. That's what I liked about them. I was like, I want to pay a musician, who helped me, and that they're not passive in the experience. I want them to be active and to give the input into the songs.
We were talking again as well about having your own musicians if you want to go, you want to get into this a little bit more. Now's the time to put out an ad for it, Anybody who wants to be part of my musical group,
give me a call.
We call the group MP.
MP, you got
MP.
It.
Hey, MP, that's it. And not to do with the politics, not MPs.
No.
Just, MP and her trio. talk to us. We're going to go a little bit over. It's 6:57, coming up to the end of the Oldie Show, but we're going to go over. We're going to make an executive decision here.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the last track on here called Come Lord.
Yes. Come Lord, I wrote it on guitar. I started writing it in 2002, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I write. I kind of start and then give it a break and then come back.
Let it rest a bit, work its way, ferment in the head.
That's it, and I always rework them, I never kind of leave them as raw as they came out at first. So, and Come Lord kind of came as a lead worship in the church in Lenox, as I mentioned before. And that song, the chorus came as I was pretty much leading worship, and I kind of hung out to it because I wanted to keep it, and it stayed in my mind. And I started working on it, and pretty much I wrote on the guitar, but I always heard piano, and then I hear cello, but that's not on there, but eventually it will be.
You would like to have a cello on there.
Yeah, like, okay. And there's other stuff I hear in it, but eventually I can always rework it, so I'm really happy with what I got now, but it'd be nice to add on to it.
This is your production. You own this. You own the royalties to this. Is it considered published once it's in CD, or do you have a licensing organization like BMO or?
No, I don't got
BMI?
Anything. No, not yet. Okay. No. So.
But it is in itself copyrighted because it is produced per se. Well, okay. We're going to again. As I said, we have to do a little bit of business. We always have to do a bit of business first. Because we're coming to the top of the hour. But we will catch this last track called Come Lord. I would do a couple of commercials first, and then we're going to catch this third track with Mireille Bruneau.
Q88.9 FM is now transmitting at 2,000 watts from Sherbrooke, Quebec. If you experience any interference, please call 819-570-2094.
That's interesting. Maybe if I just...
Why won't you work?
Computer problems? We can help. Come see Digitech Computer Services in Lennoxville. We can fix almost any computer problem at an affordable price. We are the official Bishop's University computer store. Just drop off your computer at the ITS desk in room 107 of the Johnson Building, or come see us at 168 Queen Street. Take advantage of our student system special. We offer laptop and desktop leasing for students. We sell both new and used systems and parts, and service PCs and Macintoshes. Visit our website at digitechservices.ca. We are located in the same building as Black Cat Books. Digitech Computer Services. Call 562-5333.
Despite what you might think, after consuming a drug, the risk of having a fatal accident is 2 to 5 times greater than when you're sober. And it's even worse when you mix drugs with alcohol. Don't risk your life or that of others just to get high. We are all responsible for our conduct on the road. A message from Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. Life can pass you by.
angel, come Lord, like you never come before, won't you?
We just got caught on air here.
Oh, really?
I just asked Derek if he wanted to ask his music teacher a question, and his answer was nope. Derek is just backed away from the microphone. Don't talk to me. I'm going to produce the show. That's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed on this song the three distinct songs. This one much more orchestration. You know, you sound like Jewel.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you're saying that, because she's an artist I pretty much grew up to. When I started playing guitar, I was 14, and I didn't start singing right away. And then when I did, I had Pieces of You, like Jewel's first album, mm-hmm. and I knew pretty much all the songs. So learn all the songs on guitar and sing along. So,
wow, isn't that interesting? I mean, the first thing that came into my head is, you know.
That's funny.
And not that, I mean, we always try to sing like, to be like, you know, I mean, even the Beatles tried to be like Chuck Berry, you know,
yeah.
in the early days and Elvis Presley, you know. It's not, I hope it doesn't hurt your feelings.
Oh, not
you,
at
you know?
All.
But
not
it's
at
strange
all.
that you did imitate in some way, or, well, not imitate, it's your own voice, but that you were
kinda
pulled towards there.
Yeah, whatever you listen to will influence you. Okay?
And yet the second cut, Stir Up, is not the same at all, you know? Maybe it's because there's more orchestration to this one, you know?
Maybe. I mean,
you say eventually you'd like to see a cello in here, but...
Yeah, for sure.
And again, let's look over the three songs, Perspective, Stir Up, Come Lord. They are distinctive. Each of them have their own little nuance that is not found in the previous one. What would you categorize your style at this point in time? If you
good.
Had to give yourself, you know, I wouldn't want you to box yourself in, but, you know, where do you see it going? Where do you see yourself now? Where do you see it going in terms of style?
It's pretty hard because I do like to explore, you know? If I knew people who played banjo and mandolin, I'd probably go explore that also, you know?
Really?
Oh, so like bluegrass is
Yeah. Well, you know, going to say, I would put a fiddle in your hand right now, and I bet you'd be stomping your feet.
Oh, my, I love bluegrass, especially for harmonies.
Yeah.
And just the guitar work and everything. It's totally wonderful. But I guess if I had to pick a style, I guess folk rock, maybe.
Folk rock, okay.
But then again, I like to kind of Come Lord at the end. It's like, it's such a song, like, with a lot of, I don't know, you can do so much with it. It's not quite folk, but then again.
No, but the orchestration in it is less folk.
Yeah.
But I mean, the style inside of it could be folk.
Yeah, I think
you know?
So, yeah.
Could be folk. But it's strange, folk rock, yeah, I would see that. I would see that, especially if I look at your first two songs and I combine them, I say, yeah, it's folk rock.
Yeah.
You know? Because your acoustic style is definitely on a folksy side.
Yeah.
But your perspective is on a rock side. So folk rock, you know, that fits right in there.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself we always plan 5 years. Where do you see yourself next year?
Next year? Well, my goal right now is to go back into the studio before Christmas, or a bit after Christmas, to record maybe 3 more tracks. So I'm working on those songs right now. And then again, I'm exploring different avenues, I guess. So I'm working on a song that's a bit reggae-ish. So it's kind of...
Reggae?
Yeah. Well, just the chorus.
Well, here we go. We talk about the different styles.
It's like I'm using like the rhythm on the guitar that's reggae, but I'm kind of singing it not as a reggae song. So.
Okay, I'm just looking through some. I thought I might have something reggae here, but I didn't have it at all.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm working on that right now. I'd like to get 9 or 10 tracks together for a band to learn, and then I'd like to be able to start performing a bit, you know, kind of get out there. Like, I love playing, but playing on my own, it's like, you know, it's all right, but I need to be with people.
You know what you can do? You can start by doing a couple of songs at the Christmas party. That would be a great venue for you.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, why not, you know? I mean, last year I seem to remember something in my memory there. Remember that?
What?
You and Kareen.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I mean, that
was
like, I thought you guys played together regularly, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's how smooth it was, you know?
Yeah,
she's
a pretty good singer there.
Well, I think you both are. So. Okay, we're coming up to 7:10, a little bit longer on the oldies show, talking to Mireille Pruneau, who has brought out an album called Mireille Pruneau, the 3 tracks on. We're going to have it on the playlist here, and before the end of the week, I hope we're going to get this interview onto our website, cgmq.fm. If you happen to go by it, you can actually download it, listen to it again with Mireille, and you know, tell your friends about Mireille.
Yeah.
And listen to the songs. And can we buy this anywhere, Mireille?
Well, I have the copies now with me, so you'd have to get a hold of me somehow. I don't know.
Okay.
Do you have an email here for CGMQ?
We have an email for CGMQ. It's actually, you go to cgmq.fm.
Okay.
And you'll see the email right there. Contact us, CGMQ. We certainly will be glad to take some orders down for you. And if anybody's listening, okay, we're going to do you a favor. Everybody's listening, of course.
Of course.
If anybody wants a copy of Mireille Pruneau's CD called Mireille Pruneau, give me a call at 822-1838. You have a couple of minutes to do it. 822-1838, 819 to begin with. And we're going to get you a copy of Mireille Pruneau's CD called Mireille Pruneau. Thank you very much, Mireille, for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Dave. It's great.
Well, it was quite a pleasure for me, too. We're going to see you all again next week on another version of the Oldies Show. And I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you to Joe and my friend Pat. Don't forget, we have coming up... we have the Terry Fox run, walk, jog coming up this weekend. And anything else, of course, the Townshipers Day is also going to get in track. It's going to be held here at Bishop's University. So if you're around, come on down. Have yourselves a good week. We're a little bit overdue here, but we'll be home for supper very shortly. Take it easy. Catch you all next week.